Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. The thing about following your own unique path, the path that only you know, the key to it is listening. And the thing is that over time, when you get hurt, when you experience something you don't want to experience again, you create little rules of engagement for yourself that often close some of the doors to that listening. So you get to tune that back up. And the tuning up of the listening is ongoing, because first you hear the little things, then you hear more things. And actually, I'm of a belief that most people are empathic. Most people can operate without words and know what's going on. They can feel their way. And it's something it's not practical, okay? It's something that you get to acknowledge about yourself, or even open to the possibility of, that you are connected in that energetic realm that's surrounding you and beyond you. And all you need to do is continue, working up your listening skills. Because, you know, I could put myself out of business here by saying that everything you need to know is within you. A lot of people say that in different ways, but you have all the answers. All I do as a coach is support people in uncovering their own answers in their own directions, and just, suggesting ideas, suggesting that they find their own direction. So the brilliance is within you. And sometimes you grab a coach to support you in noticing what's so close to you that you can't see it yourself. So in the great listening is a skill that you develop over your lifetime. And it's really paid dividends. When I started to actually drink water when I sensed I was thirsty, put some lip stuff on my lips when my lips want that, eat a certain thing because it's my body's asking for that thing. And I'm not talking about addictions. I'm talking about things that if you asked your body, what is it hungry for today, it would tell you what you need. When you're pregnant, if you haven't been, when you're pregnant, your body like screams it at you. And that's when I started to realize that my body is always telling me. But when you're pregnant, you've got another one there with you. So the signals get really strong. I need sleep. I need water. I need food. I need salt. I need sugar. I need this. I need that. And you have to get it. Otherwise, your body just craves it and yells at you till you get it. So you can start out with the small stuff by getting an idea about something, a hunch about something little, like you need to go back and look at that spot, or don't open this or this could fall. You need to listen to those things and practice on those. And then you'll start listening and hearing other things, like your next idea. And when you get the next idea, it would be great if you didn't say something like, well, that'll never work, or that's not for me. It would be great if you said something like, well, that's interesting. I wonder how that could happen. I'm going to go look that up. I'm going to go call someone that I know that's connected to that. And you can get a string of things going. The people in my community this week, they're doing that work. You're doing that work if you're in the community. You're stepping in, you're following. And there's some incredible things being revealed. One of my clients went to a place, a social place, to do work. And while they were there, they bumped into somebody that shared a good number of additional things with them. And I had another client who went to go do something. And in doing that, the person that they met with had 3 or 4 additional ideas for them. So there are things all queued up. If you don't get the first thing going, you don't get the next one, or the next 4, or the next 7. So doing the work this week is listening, going in and taking some action. And if you're not taking action, what are you saying to yourself when you get these ideas? Because you get to look into that and figure out what's going on there. Our whole goal, pretty much, repeatedly in our transformation work, is navigating the pathways to your freedom. So have a beautiful day. Play in this realm. Be curious. Be playful. Welcome the opportunities for the ideas to talk to you so that you don't let them slip by, and then engage with the ideas. Have a beautiful day.